Are you a parent who loves thrift shopping but just can't find the time? Are you on a budget but really enjoy the idea of finding great name brand clothes for your little ones? Well, look no further than Do Life Thrift Boxes. That's Do, D-E-U-X, as in two. Now, for less than the cost of two name brand outfits, Do Life Thrift Boxes will send you 10 pieces of clothing in the mail, ranging from 3T all the way up to teen sizes. How crazy is that? This is such a great idea, you guys, because it takes generally used kids' clothes and mails them directly to you without all of the hassle of going out and dragging your kids along with you. They make this process so unbelievably simple. Hey guys, welcome back to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. I'm so excited that you're here. This week, I want to dive into strengthening our relationships, and I want to give you some tips on things that you can start to focus on with really any relationship. This can be a friendship, this can be a romantic relationship. These are the things that both people have to focus on. So when I say that, I just want to emphasize both people, because one person doing all the work does not make a great relationship. So if there is one piece of advice that I have heard over the years, time and time again, it is that relationships take a lot of work. And while a relationship, of course, is work, because you're dealing with a person who has had a different life experience than you, they have, you know, they might look at the world completely differently than you. They're just a different person altogether. At the end of the day, any relationship that you have should not be too much work. So you kind of have to learn what are the things that make up a great relationship in terms of things that we should be doing and we should be working on and we should be compromising within a relationship. And then when do we tiptoe going too far with working on the relationship and haven't really accepted that maybe the relationship just actually isn't right for me and I'm compromising too much of myself in this relationship. So I want to give you four tips for strengthening your relationship and learn more about not just yourself, but also your partner. One of the biggest things that you have to be able to do in any relationship is listen. Now, sometimes this is easier said than done. When your partner is talking about something that's important to them, make sure that you're listening to them versus just hearing them. When we are hearing someone, we are taking in the information, but our brain is actually going. So we're hearing you, but we're already thinking about what we want to say, how this affects us, and the conversation, the internal conversation just keeps going and going and going. When you listen to someone, you are wanting to learn more about them, how they feel, what they're thinking, versus just hearing the words that they're actually saying. This is a huge skill that, quite frankly, not a lot of people even know how to do or even realize that they're not even doing it. You know, they might think that they're a great listener, but if they're not able to put all of their stuff aside and just really focus on the other person and use empathy and actively listen to the person and be curious as to why they are feeling the way that they're feeling, especially when the conversation has to do with something that you in particular might have done to upset them or hurt them, being curious to know where they're coming from, even though you may not agree with them. That is a huge skill. And I'm telling you, the more you can focus on that and being able to put your own ego aside will 100% give you the best relationship. Now, most people, what ends up happening is they oftentimes get so wrapped up in what they want to say and interrupt, which can 100%, you know, provoke feelings of anger or sadness from the other person. You know, how often have we felt like the person that we're talking to just isn't listening or just isn't getting it? So by interrupting or getting too wrapped up in your own internal conversation, which is most likely coming from your ego, then you're not going to be curious as to why someone's feeling the way that they're feeling. The next thing, and this is another really biggie, and it sounds really, really simple, but it's, again, it's about being mindful. Like, all of these things start with mindfulness. Like, you have to be mindful of whether or not you're listening to someone versus hearing them. You have to be mindful of this next thing, which is, do we schedule time together? Now, even friendships can go sometimes where we're in a relationship or we're in a friendship with someone, and we often feel like maybe we put in more of an effort than the other person. You know, we might have a girlfriend or even a guy friend where I'm always the one that calls them. I'm always the one to reach out and make plans. I'm always the one to check in, and I feel like they never do the same. Being able to, like, verbally say that to your friend, say, hey, you know, this relationship is really important to me, and I feel like I'm the one always making the arrangements, always kind of checking in on you, and I don't always often feel like it's done in return. And letting the other person know how you feel, absolutely huge. And then you get to be able to see if a person hears what you're saying and your concerns and puts an effort into the relationship so you don't feel that way. So then you get to see who a person actually is. You get to see whether or not this person actually rises to the occasion, or if they continue doing whatever it is they want to do, and not caring about the friendship the way you do. Now, that doesn't mean that you lose that friendship altogether. You might just have to alter your expectations of what that friendship actually is versus you having an expectation of what you think it should be. So in your mind, if you would like this relationship to be something else than what it is, because that's what you bring to the table and that's what you give this relationship, and the other person is not giving that, then it becomes a matter of you changing your expectations on, quite frankly, what this person is actually capable of giving this relationship at this point in time in their life. Now, scheduling time together with your romantic partner is so unbelievably huge. And I think that this really becomes more of a concern as we get older and we have more responsibilities and we're exhausted at the end of the day from all the responsibilities that we do have. And we have children and family members that we're taking care of. And so life becomes really busy. But again, being mindful and making it a point to do something special once a week with your partner, just to be able to reconnect, just to be able to say, you know what, we're going to have this night where we put down the electronics, we don't read the book, we don't do anything except engage with each other. You know, maybe we watch a movie, but we're able to have a discussion about the movie. You know, we lay down in bed together. It doesn't have to be anything where you are spending money. It's just about not doing anything else and giving your partner your undivided attention. And if you can't do once a week, you can only do once a month, whatever it is that works for you. You know, I often like to plan date nights myself. And I think it's important for both people to take the initiative and plan something. I know sometimes women can be the planners in the relationship, but giving your man or your partner the opportunity to kind of schedule something that either they would want to do or they think you would like to do. I think that's also just like a fun way to kind of shake things up and do something different and not just do the same, oh, let's go down the street to the restaurant we always go to and sit in the same place and have the same meals. It's about really putting yourself in different environments so you can, you know, remember what it was like to actually date each other. So going to a completely different place, going to a part of town that maybe you don't go to, going to see a movie if that's not something that you do often, just kind of doing different things and putting yourself in different environments so you can just like let loose and have fun with each other. I mean, isn't that really what a relationship is about, is just being able to laugh together and have fun? So making time together is another huge thing to be mindful of in any relationship. And again, like all of these things, you want to make sure that you're bringing these major things to the table in your relationships with people and saying, you know what, I think this is the area that we need to focus on right now. What area do you think that we're kind of struggling? I think it's also important to bring these things to someone's attention and say, you know, these are all the areas, in my opinion, that are really important in a relationship. And most particularly, I think this is the area that we need to focus on. Perhaps you guys are great listeners, but you often don't spend time together and you don't make your relationship a priority. Maybe that's the thing that you both have to work on. But being able to bring these to the table and saying, do you agree with me? Do you think that this is something important? And coming to an agreement on what are we going to do to make this relationship the best, I think is huge, because you have to be able to have both people working at this relationship. It can't be one person carrying the load, because all that's going to happen is you're going to get either completely exhausted and frustrated, and you're going to have resentment, and then fights are going to happen, and you don't want that. You want to be able just to communicate your standards with your partner, with your the friendships that you have in your life, if things aren't going the way you would like them to go, and being able to work together to make this a great relationship. Now, where a relationship will become too much work is when you know these things, you bring it to someone's attention, and still nothing changes. If nothing changes at that point and you're carrying the load, now it becomes too much work. And is this a relationship worth being in? Do you really want to be with someone who knows and agrees that these are the areas that you both need to work on, but they're not willing to do any of the work? The next thing, and I think this is really important. I mean, I think they're all important, but this is something that's really important, because it makes someone, you know, get excited to want to be around you. No one wants to be around someone that's constantly nagging and being negative. So learning to focus on the positive things about your partner then versus always thinking about all the things they're not doing for you or they're not doing in the relationship, I think is really important. It may sound a little counterintuitive to what I just said, but really what you want to do is always be focusing on the good stuff that this person brings to the table. Now, the stuff that maybe isn't so good, you have to determine, are those things a part of my non-negotiables? Do all of these, quote, negative things that this person has, do they compromise something that is really, really important to me? Something that's a deal breaker, something that I really need in a relationship? Because if they do, then you begin settling and you begin just kind of taking whatever comes along versus saying, is this person actually right for me based on the major things that I need in a relationship? Now, like any relationship, we're going to disagree. And oftentimes when we disagree with our partners, we tend to harp on those negative things. And we tend to think about all the things that they do to bother us. So in the moments after a disagreement happens, take a moment to breathe and think about why you are actually with this person. Again, think about all the positive things that you love about this person. Practice, you know, this being able to do this type of a practice of kind of, you know, after a disagreement where you're all fired up and you're heated and you're annoyed or whatever it is, being able to just like take a step back, take a breath, go through the list of all the things that make this person so amazing, and practicing focusing on your love for this person versus focusing on all the negative things about this person. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this. It was just a few tips that I think are really, really powerful in any relationship. I think the most important thing to take away from this is, you know, you can understand these three things, being able to actively listen and schedule time together and focus on the positives and all that kind of stuff. But really what it comes down to is, do you know how you want to be treated? Are you able to verbally communicate that with another person? And are you able to see whether or not, after you do communicate this with your friendship or partner or whoever, are you able to really be honest with yourself and either accept that maybe this person doesn't want to work on this relationship, and whether that's someone that you really want in your life? You know, I think a friendship is a little bit different than a partnership, whereas sometimes over the course of a friendship, you know, depending on how close you are at that time, where they live, you know, all of those types of things, it can kind of ebb and flow. Whereas someone that you're in a relationship with and you're with every single day, that you're sharing a life with, if you bring these things to the table and you're trying to actively work at your relationship to make it better, and someone's not willing to do any of the work, then you kind of have to really take a step back and say, is this something even worth being in? Because there are plenty of people in the world that would love to be with you, that would be more than willing to actively listen to you when you speak, or schedule time together, or always, you know, trying to focus more on the positive things that you bring to the relationship versus all of the things that you know, do wrong from time to time. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this. If you did, don't forget to check out all of my podcasts that I am posting weekly. I'm super excited. The fact that this channel has grown so fast, I'm so unbelievably grateful and thankful for you guys as well. Please keep the comments going. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram as well, Stephanie Lynn Coaching, and on YouTube, Stephanie Lynn Coaching as well, for more videos. And I will see you in my next episode.